It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to Mind Your Business here with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. This show, as our listeners know, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many industries and professions, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, real estate, leadership, strategic planning, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, hiring, ba-da-da-da-da-da, and it goes on. Customer retention. Did I say that yet? No. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies. And a couple of good laughs, too. You'll see what I'm talking about. Stay tuned again for this incredible edition of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. But as we do each and every week, at the beginning of the show, we open with a couple of thank yous. Thank you to Pesach Tropper, the show's producer, and the great team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, Rena, Srilli, Miriam, Dina. Thank you very much for the great role that you play in the production of the show. And some of the members of the great team here at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, just to name a few. Special thank you to all the recent guests that we've had on this incredible program there. And by the way, you can access their entire interview by going to WABCBizRadio.com. And I just want to list off some of the names here. We had Jeffrey Cologne, communication designer at Microsoft, Jay Baer, social media guru, Jack Canfield, Brian Solis, Doug Pritchard, president of SodaStream USA, Shep Hyken. If these names don't mean anything to you, you're living under a rock. Yes. But you could go to WABCBizRadio.com and gain from their incredible knowledge. Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Renee Reinsberg, VP of Emerging Products at GoDaddy. How about James Rosebush? He was a former senior advisor to Ronald Reagan. And yes, we talked about flying on Air Force One and what it was like at Brandenburg Gate and all that. It's all available. How about the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Steven Sadoff? All of their interviews are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Well, I must get to my guest. Steve Rizzo is a nationally recognized and sought-after motivational speaker and comedian. He is live in studio. Wow. Steve shared this stage with many high-profile comedians, Jerry Seinfeld, Ellen DeGeneres, Eddie Murphy. Steve himself. So as Steve was introduced into the NSA Speakers Hall of Fame back in 2004, by the way, I've been in touch with Jay Townsend. I don't know if we should talk about this on the air, but I want to get into the NSA. It's pretty cool.
It is cool.
And I thank Sylvie DiGisto, who was a guest here on the show, for introducing me to the New York chapter. We're going to discuss some incredible subjects and with a smile, but the importance of positivity, how a new attitude will change your personal professional life, how to motivate yourself to achieve success. And before I jump in, I want to give a special thank you to Jeffrey Hazlett and the great team at C-Suite. That's where I first saw Steve Rizzo perform at C-Suite Boston. Special thank you to them out at C-Suite and to Jeffrey Hazlett. But with that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Steve Rizzo. Steve, how are you today?
Thank you very much for having me. I'm doing great. I have to say that. I'm a motivational speaker, so the pressure's on. I'm doing good.
Oh, please. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're obviously a great, sought-after comedian. You shared a stage with so many high-profile comedians, executives, et cetera. Tell us a little about your journey.
Well, I did stand-up comedy for close to 25 years and headlined all the clubs and theaters throughout the country. A lot of my opening acts were Drew Carey and Dennis Miller and Rosie O'Donnell, and the list goes on, Ron White and all the heavy names. And there was a point in my career where I started realizing that my opening acts were getting all the big breaks and I wasn't. And I couldn't understand why I wasn't. And I came to the harsh reality that I had a fear of success and failure. So opportunity was knocking. I was just afraid to open up the door. So what I did was I went on a self-help quest to better myself. And I read every book that you could possibly think of, went to Tony Robbins seminars, and throughout the years, a shift started taking place within me. My attitude was changing. My belief system was like 100%. And ironically, that's when the entertainment industry was very interested in me, but I was losing interest in them, and I started going into the motivational thing. So the tools that I use to turn my life around are common sense success strategies to turn my life around are the very tools I use when I speak to my corporate clients today.
Now, what was the largest group you ever addressed?
10,000 people.
Wow.
10,000 people. And that's what I love about it, because sometimes I'm speaking for 20 people. Sometimes it's hundreds, sometimes it's thousands, and sometimes it's like 5,000, 10,000 people.
And what techniques are different?
It's a different vibe. It's a different vibe. Regardless of the size of the audience, I think one of the keys to my success is that the compliments that I would get is that I felt comfortable. I didn't feel like you were talking at me. I get compliments like, no matter how big the audience is, it felt like you were in my living room just talking to me and were relating stuff to me. So I try to make it as personal as I possibly can. However, when you're speaking for 10,000 people, that's a pretty big living room. So, you know, so it's a different vibe. But what I always do, and I tell the speakers to do this, if you're going to speak, no matter what group, always see the place where you're giving your presentation. Go there hours before, the day before.
Such a great point.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to get a feel of what that stage, the enormity of the stage, and how small it is, how big it is. And I visualize the audience laughing, taking notes, and I visualize all that stuff. So
it's amazing because we live in a society where everything is now instant, bam, bam. I'm just going to show up and perform.
Absolutely.
But you're saying come either a few hours before or even better, a day before. You walk the room, look around, and see the crowd in your mind.
You need to do that. You have to have the edge on an audience today. The average attention span of the audience today is very minimal, very minimal.
If you don't get them, they're going to their phone.
Exactly. And what you have to do is grab them within that first couple of minutes, which is why regardless of whom I'm speaking to or what group it is, my first 10 minutes, I do nothing but make them laugh. That's all I do. I get them to like me. It's a great attraction getter. Wow. Now they get to like me. I actually see their shoulders loosening up. Now they like me. You always like someone who could make you laugh.
Right.
And then once I know that I have them and I feel warm and they're feeling good, then I start hitting them with this subtle message. And it's like an emotional roller coaster. It's laughter. It's message. It's
amazing.
It's a trip. It's really fun.
Now, are we on Facebook Live?
Yep.
We're going live? Okay. Let's talk about your opening act. You could even go in, let's say, hey, I mean, it's with listeners. We're on radio here, 77 WABC, the legendary 77 WABC. But talk about some of your opening lines. And your regular, imagine, all right, we're here on Facebook Live. We're on.
Well, what I do usually is that I'll start off and I'll tell them where I'm from.
Right.
I'll tell them all about my mom and dad, because we all have a
from
mom
Brooklyn.
And dad. From Brooklyn.
That's
I was
right.
raised in
Not
a very tough
too.
Neighborhood. Yeah. Yeah, very tough neighborhood. Every time we went to the neighborhood McDonald's, I'd say, cover me, I'm going for fries. You know, it was a pretty tough crowd. And I talk about my mom and dad, how my dad was a psychologist, not licensed, self-appointed like every other father. And he also thought he was king of the house. And because I was raised in a, like I said, very tough neighborhood. When we were teenagers, we were getting in trouble. And my dad very simply had to lay the law down, and I'm glad he did. And I always had to have the last word with my father. And I'll never forget the time, the most trouble I ever got in with him was the first and the very last time that I lied to him. And he looked at me and he said, "What kind of idiot do you think I am?" And I looked at him and said, "Well, what are the categories?" You know. And my brother's going, "No, why did you do that?" And I'm like, "Write that down. That was funny. Even the old man was laughing at that. Write that down." So it's stuff like that. So I get them to tell my little stories and my little things, and they get to like me. It's my perspective of my life.
Wow. And that's how you open up and soften the crowd.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
When do you usually get into the story about your kid, when you were training, and your kid, who is an incredible impersonator,
son. My son is.
Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, that's it. And that's true, because if you have children, one of the coolest things about having kids is that I love how they grow up to be just like you or just
By the way, I'm sorry, full disclosure. Those two are my kids.
Ah.
So okay. I got two of my kids are here in the room.
So you could see parts of you in them, and that's my point. Okay. And my son, you know, to this day thinks he's a comedian, you know, and he doesn't do it professionally. But when he was in elementary school, we had a major problem because he kept making people laugh and he was funny, but he didn't know when to stop.
And could you say over the story?
Yeah. He was interrupting the classroom and he kept thinking he was on stage and I didn't know what to do. As a matter of fact, one time he came home from school, I said, "Hey, how was school?" He said, "Good crowd, good crowd." I said, "Don't get smart with me." He said, "Whoa, don't worry. I don't want to confuse you." You know, and, you know, it's that type of thing. And he's a good kid, though, you know.
Right. All good.
Yeah, it's a good kid.
Wow. Now, by the way, I just want to mention that Steve is coming out with a new book soon. When is it due out?
The new book will be coming out in a couple of weeks. It's called Motivate This, How to Start Your Day with
Can
an
we hold it up?
Oh, sure. How to Start Your Day with an Unstoppable Attitude to Succeed.
It's coming out before year end?
Yeah, it's coming up, yeah, soon. Right now, though, if you ever wanted to buy the book, this isn't on Amazon yet, but it will be soon. My book that's getting really great reviews still, Get Your Shift Together, is you can get that on Amazon. You can go to my website and order it through Amazon.
What's your web address?
www.steverizzo.com. So Get Your Shift Together is how to think, laugh, and enjoy your way to success in business and in life.
And of course, for people to get in touch and to book you for speaking engagements, that's all there on the website?
That's all on the website.
Steve Rizzo, steverizzo.com.
Yes.
Well, we have a lot more to discuss. We're going to just take a short commercial break. My guest this evening is none other than Steve Rizzo. And for those watching on Facebook Live, welcome. You're watching this is the pre-recording of the actual show that's going to run this coming Sunday evening on WABC, 77 WABC. I wanted to mention also that two lucky winners are going to win a copy of Steve's new book, Motivate This. All you have to do is send a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line as one word. Yeah, misspell it. Don't put in the space because then it's not going to register. It's very simple instructions. Bottom line, no space in the middle. Send it to 66866 and you automatically entered. And these are autographed copies, mind you. It's going to be worth a lot of money, but please don't just take it and put it up on eBay and sell it just because it has Steve's autograph. I mean, it's going to be worth a lot, but read it first. Okay, keep it in mint condition. It'll be worth more. I get that. But read it first because there's incredible content. Well, when we come back, we're going to jump right back in with Steve. Again, you're tuned to Mind Your Business with your Successful right here on 77 WABC. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Again, two lucky listeners are going to win a copy of this. Motivate This. All you have to do. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, you want to do it now, that's fine. You'll still be entered. We're not going to penalize you because you're watching Facebook Live. And, well, you're supposed to be working now at something else. Could be Pesach's watching. Hi, Pesach. How you doing? Steve will give you a shout-out, too. Motivate This, how to start each day with an unstoppable attitude to succeed regardless of your circumstances. What a great book, what a great topic and subtitle. two lucky listeners. All you got to do is send a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line as one word. One word, bottom line, 66866. You're automatically entered. And Steve was gracious enough to give three copies. One we're going to save for the executive business collection at the end of the year. Let's jump right in. You wake up in the morning and you stub your toe. I don't know, whatever. Now, of course, okay, I'm a religious guy. I'm grateful to God. Every morning we begin, we say Moda Ani. That's how we thank God right away at the outset. So it gets us, and it's so, and we know how important that is. But unfortunately, the why, you turn on the radio and you hear the weather report and it says, oh, we have an awful day. It's raining, which I find terrible. I mean, I was trained. You see rain, it's like seeing watermelons coming down. Just it's a little safer when it's a raindrop and it grows instead of getting hit by a watermelon. But how important is it for someone to wake up with and to just approach the day with that clean slate, that Etch-a-Sketch, you shake it, it's fresh. How important is that?
It's incredibly important. It's the foundation to your success and happiness, and most people don't realize that. As soon as you open up your eyes to greet the day, that's when you enter into consciousness, and it is at that moment that your creativity is at its most powerful. At that moment, you have an incredible opportunity to steer your thoughts and your emotions in the direction that you want them to go. In other words, it's like the old saying, you could literally choose to seize the day, or you can let the day seize you. I think we could all agree that today more than ever, far too many people are starting their days off in low moods at best. And you know what it is? They're not even aware of what's happening to them. They enter this negative zone. That's because as soon as they open up their eyes, they start thinking of the grueling day they had the day before, all the fires that weren't put out, the irate people they had to deal with. Man, I know people, and probably a lot of you listeners do this. As soon as they open up their eyes, they're still groggy. The covers aren't even off. And they reach over to their nightstand, they grab their iPhone, and they start looking at all of the messages that they think need to be answered before they even leave the house. That's insane. Then they start internalizing all the stuff that has to be done on that coming day, and they can't understand why, when they're going into work, after even they had three cups of coffee, their energy level is rock bottom. Now, think of your responsibilities. Think of the things that need to be done on any given day, the unexpected stuff that could happen. Your energy level has to be cranked. It has to be high. That's your choice and your responsibility. So what I ask people to do is to get their shift together. In other words, when you're waking up in the morning, rather than focusing on what isn't working and all the things that need to be done, shift your focus and your way of thinking to the things that are working in your life, to the things that lift your spirits, to the thing that brings you joy. To you, it's prayer. To me, it's prayer and it's meditation. But for some people, maybe it isn't. Maybe you just want a quick thing. So this takes seconds to do. What you need to do is just focus on the stuff in your life. Give yourself that few moments early in the morning to focus on the things that ignite your spirit, that bring you joy, the things that you're grateful for. Maybe it's the person lying next to you. Maybe you're thinking of your children, the dog lying by the side of the bed. Maybe it's a particular goal that you achieved. Maybe you're having friends over for a Sunday football game, or you're meeting friends for lunch. It doesn't matter what it is. We could all find something that could lift us up and that we're grateful for. And these are the things you hold on to. Your only goal when you open up your eyes to greet the day and use it as your spiritual vitamins for the morning is to give yourself enough positive energy and confidence to get through the day. Now, why do this?
Right.
Because an attitude of gratitude simply makes you feel good. Feeling good is the fuel that drives motivation. Feeling good is the fuel that drives motivation.
It sounds so simple.
Well, it is simple, but we get so caught up in this thing we call life that we allow life.
This thing we call life.
We allow life to suck the energy out of us, and we're not even aware. You know, negativity has become such a commonplace in people's lives. And we don't know that we have this attitude. We don't know that we're taking it to work. We don't know that it's interfering, whether you're in customer service or sales or if you're a tech person. It doesn't matter what you do. We all have this negative stuff going on in us. It's part of the human condition. And we're not aware of how it's affecting us personally and professionally.
That's a great point. I mean, when you start the day, don't just grab the phone. Don't just grab to see all the emails. Say,
no.
I'll deal with that.
Yep.
Almost like triage it.
Yes.
Triage
yep.
it. And instead, focus on everything positive. You're about to take on an ambitious goal. Let that be working in your brain.
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly it. In other words, don't focus on everything that has to be done. First, focus on who you have to be in order to get it done. And that's the key. And when I say feeling good is the fuel that drives motivation, it is. I mean, think about it. It's impossible to start your day with a great attitude and to keep the motivation going if you are harboring negative emotions or if you have a bad attitude during the process. In my view, the number one reason why people consistently fail in business, the reason why any of you listeners may be having a difficult time achieving a particular goal in any given day, it's not because you're not smart enough. It's not because of the challenge. It's because somewhere along the way, positive momentum ceases. And the reason why positive momentum ceases is because the individual is focusing all of their energy on what isn't working. They're wallowing so much in their problems that they're not leaving any room at all in that brain of theirs for positive thoughts to seep through.
I love it. And what's it's so critical and so fundamental and yet so violated.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's like what we're saying now is it's so basic, and anyone can could really take this on by ditching what they really shouldn't be giving attention to, especially as they start their day. And yet they take that on. They think, okay, we're great in multitasking, so I'm going to take on all the problems and everything, and I'll solve it all.
Yep.
And meanwhile, suddenly they sank them. They attached a bowling ball to their foot.
Exactly. And that's the key. They don't understand how that bowling ball got there. They don't know that they created that. They're the ones that did it to themselves. And the key to it is to become aware of what is happening to you.
That's the key.
There's got to be a point where you got to say, as soon as you say what is happening here, allow yourself for the answer to show up, and it will. Because the feel you're going to start saying, myself, this is what's happening. I'm not feeling right. Why aren't I feeling right? Well, it's the thoughts that you're programming in your brain, because your thoughts create the way that you feel. There's no disputing that.
And it's so critical.
Yep.
Because, again, people just...
Yeah.
They take it all on.
Yep.
And expecting to plow right through it.
Yep.
And yet, when they do that, and I know I'm hanging on to this subject, but it's so fundamental. I mean, that's why I connected with Stephen. I saw you perform, like, this is my kind of guy. We got to get him on the show here, because we connect. We're like brothers, you know, but it's so fundamental.
Yeah.
So fundamental.
And you just touched on it. That's why you relate to not only to what I'm saying, but to me as a person.
Yeah.
And
I saw you on stage. I was like, this is my guy, Steve.
But that's what the audience does, because everybody knows. It's innate. We all know that we have these, what I call, common sense success strategies.
Right.
It's a part
right.
of who we are. It's just that we get so caught up in the stuff, the negative stuff, that these things get buried. So when you become aware of what you're doing to yourself and you realize that it's your thought process that's creating the way that you feel, then you could stop and go, well, what is it that I'm thinking? And then you could gradually shift your focus and your way of thinking to things that can gradually make you feel better. And you start noticing that you start having a different attitude. And the more you do this, the more it becomes a part of who you are. Amazing. You created a habit.
My guest this evening, Steve Rizzo. I'll cut straight through. I mean, in 2004, over 10 years ago, was inducted into the National Speakers Association Hall of Fame. So I think that speaks for itself. He's an internationally sought-after comedian and motivational speaker. His new book will be out in a couple of weeks, Motivate This: How to Start Each Day with an Unstoppable Attitude to Succeed, Regardless of Your Circumstances. Steve Rizzo. Two lucky listeners are going to win it by sending a text to 66866. You can do it now if you're watching on Facebook Live. It's fine. I'm not going to penalize you. 66866. Put in one word. Bottom line. No space in the middle. Bottom line, 66866. You're automatically entered, and we're going to save one for the Executive Business Collection at the end of the year. Of course, if you don't win it, you still could win by buying the book. It will be available in a couple of weeks. Motivate This. He has other books available. What's the name of your other titles?
Get Your Shift Together is the one that was just recently published a couple of years ago by McGraw-Hill, which
McGraw-Hill.
Is in this building.
Yeah, here. Right. We're
so
here in
the
Tupin
wonderful
Plaza.
People at McGraw-Hill, yeah.
Wow.
And that book was still getting great reviews. So.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind your business right here on 77 WABC, the legendary 77 WABC. When I schmoozed with Steve on the phone, he talked about 77. Oh, man, this goes back. I mean, even though he's probably appeared on every radio station coast to coast, or certainly over your storied career. But I also want to remind the listeners that every single episode of this great show, which has been airing since July 2015, is available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. That's how you can access the interviews we had with Jeffrey Hazlett, Jim Malcolm. He's the president of Rico North America. Captain Sully Sullenberger. How do you like that? We interviewed him here on this show. It was an incredible perspective. I mean, he talked about leadership. He talked about landing in the Hudson and how to make gutsy decisions on the fly. No pun intended there. Sorry about that.
I'll tell the jokes, all right, pal?
Okay.
That was funny, though.
Came up pretty good. Anyway, and it's all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Mm-hmm. WABCBizRadio.com.
That's funny.
Now, let's talk. First, in the previous segment, we were talking about, and by the way, if you're just tuning in, no worries. This entire episode will be up by the Tuesday after the show airs. It's going to be airing this Sunday night. But the Tuesday, which is what, the 6th? Something like that. 5th, 6th, I don't remember right now. Sorry. But it will be available on WABCBizRadio.com as iTunes. And then if they just want to click and listen, it will all be available. The video may or may not be available by that day, but then it will be up and on YouTube. And then it will be up till the end of time. It will
cool.
Or until YouTube pulls the plug. Okay, now we talked about starting your day positive. What happens when that first bump happens? How do you hit the reset? Let's talk about in baseball, right? Guy's a great pitcher. He's going a couple of innings, cruising along. He gives up a two-run homer. How does he say, okay, wait, before I let this slide off the rails, I'm going to grab a hold of myself and hit the reset button.
Yep.
Is that possible?
Absolutely.
How can it be done?
Well, first, when you get up in the morning, you have to realize that you're going to be confronted with challenges.
Be prepared.
You have to say this. It's not that you want to. That's life.
You can't just say, life's going to be rosy. The whole day's
going
to be great. And
exactly.
I'm not going to run into any
And if you're aware of that right on the onset, if you have a goal that you want to achieve, know that, hey, you're going to go on this smooth path and everything's going to be going great, but there is a very strong chance that some people are going to hit major obstacles. Now, that's your challenge. That's your challenge. You know you have it. So what you need to do, rather than some people call it negative self-talk, I call it self-curse talk, because that's what it is. You're casting a spell on your life. And these people start saying things like, I knew this was going to happen. Every time I try to set out to achieve something, this happens all the time. Everybody else has what I want. Why does this have to happen to me now? When you start doing that, you're opening up the door to the negative zone. And then you get so caught up in that you walk into the door's closed, and now you're stuck. Now you're making a challenging situation worse than what it has to be. The second thing you have to do is to say that, no matter what challenge that life throws at me, there is something within me that can meet it head on, a higher part of myself, whatever it may be. And I know if I leave this in the hands of this higher part of myself or this strong part of myself, I will find a solution to this. And that's how you do it. The more you focus on your lack and what isn't working, the more your life won't work and the more lack you're going to get. I remember watching one of my I don't like to use that word hero a lot, but Tim Tebow, The guy gets so much criticism, but I don't think there's anyone more positive than he is. He took a team, a football team, okay, that was in last place. And he didn't have the greatest skills as a quarterback, but his positivity took them into the playoffs the next year.
Which is...
It's amazing. And there was something that he said, and I forgot the receiver's name. The receiver dropped. This was in the playoffs. Two key passes.
Ouch.
And he's sitting on the bench, and he's moping to himself. And Tim Tebow sits next to him and says, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I should have caught it." You could hear the conversation. "I should have caught it." And Tebow goes, "You go back into the game with that attitude, the chances are
you're
going to drop another pass." He goes, "Why don't you focus on the fact that last week we won the game because of you?" He goes, "You're one of my greatest receivers. Get back in there and do what you're supposed to do." And it totally, you should have seen the attitude shift in this guy. Now, that's what I'm talking about. We all have that power within us. Sometimes you won't have that person pushing you on, but there's a part of you that can push you on. So you let that part take over. Why? Why do we allow ourselves? I believe it's part of the human condition to focus on the bad stuff, the tough stuff. It's hard to get out of that. I get it. But there is a way out of it. And it's up to you. It's your choice. It's your responsibility.
Now, Steve, you've said this because otherwise it wouldn't be right for me to say it. You were voted least likely to succeed in high school.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to talk about where your classmates are or what happened to them, but you certainly proved them wrong. What could you share from that, kind of worst to first type of
that's in conjunction with what we're talking about. At that time, I thought it was a big joke. I didn't know how much it affected me. So I laughed at it. And I hung out with a very tough crowd anyway. So the thing was is that I realized that, and the fact that when I was in eighth grade, I was sitting with my mom and dad in the guidance counselor's office to go over my curriculum, what I'm going to do after high school.
Right.
And this counselor told me I wasn't smart enough to go to college. He said it in front of my mom and dad. Now, here's the thing. We believed him. My mom and dad, as wonderful as they were from the old school, they figured he's got to know what he's talking about. Look at his title, guidance counselor. Okay? So not only did I let this guy tell me that I wasn't smart enough to go to college, but I let him tell me what I was going to do with my life. Now, I realized that and being voted least likely to succeed created a negative label that I took into my adult life. And caused me to take certain actions that weren't conducive to being productive. And as I said earlier,
right,
when I started sabotaging my comedy career,
right,
I realized it was because of those labels.
Wow.
You take them with you and you don't know why. You don't even know you're taking them with them, but you don't know why your life isn't working. And it's when I realized that, and I did some tough work,
yeah,
going back, regression. Where did this come from? Where did that come from? So I said, you know what? That's the past. The past does not equal the future. I can turn this around. So I created a totally different belief system. People don't realize that your thoughts are the foundation to your life. Your thoughts create your beliefs. The beliefs that you have about anything in your life, be it religion, race, sex, education, the economy, politics, the beliefs that people formulated about me in this short time that they're listening to me are formulated over a period of time through a consistent way of thinking. Your thoughts create your beliefs. Now, those thoughts determine whether those beliefs are going to be positive or negative. Now,
right,
your beliefs write the story of your life.
And so true.
So I turned it around. I realized that, the past does not equal the future. I don't have to. This guy was wrong. By the way, I did go to college. I graduated with high honors with a 3.82 average.
Now, wait, did you ever go back and visit? I want to have a little visit with this guidance counselor.
That's funny you should bring that up. I met him. I went back to the same school. Before I became a comedian, to the same school that I graduated from, where I was voted least likely to succeed, and I happened to meet the guidance counselor, and he was retiring that year, and I let him know what he did and what he said. It wasn't rude, and he was really upset, and he said, "I don't have to take this," and he threw me out of the room, and I just turned, and I said, here's the scary part. I said, I wonder how many people you said that to who weren't as fortunate as me to turn their lives around.
Wow.
So,
Could we send him first of all, we hope he's listening. We're not going to say his name on the air now. But we certainly hope he's listening.
Yeah, I think he passed away. I think he's that was a while ago. So yeah, and if he is listening,
then
here you are.
My guest this evening, Steve Rizzo, the internationally recognized comedian, motivational speaker. He's coming out with a new book very, very soon. He has already previous releases. This new book, Motivate This, show it to the cameras here, how to start each day with an unstoppable attitude to succeed, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of the emails that are showing on your phone. It doesn't make a difference. Hit the reset button.
And what's cool about this book is that I give you my 7 common sense success strategies that can turn your life around if you allow them to become a part of who you are.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. That book can be yours. 2 lucky listeners are going to win it by sending a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line as one word, 66866, bottom line. And you automatically entered. We're going to save one. And they're autographed, of course. We're going to save one for year end with the Executive Business Collection. They will be the easiest way these days, it seems, is Barnes & Noble or Amazon online. And it will be available at that point. We're going to take a short commercial break. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business Show right here on 77 WABC. We'll be back in a moment.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
We're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. And around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. You could follow me on social media. I believe I'm the only Yitzhak Saflis in North America. So it'll be pretty easy. However you spell it, because it's not that easy to spell, but I'll spell it now. Yitzhok Saflis, if you got that. But it should come up on Twitter. And the biggest benefit is you get to see some of the great tips in short form from our incredible guests. We constantly put them out on social media, and of course we let in the secret on who our upcoming guests will be. In fact, on Facebook Live here, we're recording, pre-recording for Sunday night. It was on Facebook Live. We recorded this Wednesday, but you wouldn't know about it unless you were on my, or you followed me on social media. So that would be the request there. Now, my guest this evening, Steve Rizzo, internationally recognized comedian and motivational speaker, speaks for, and now primarily, or to a big degree, business audiences. Mm-hmm. And the makeup of this show, I mean, this is Mind Your Business, is many entrepreneurs, small business owners, and even small to medium business owners. I've gotten stopped by people that have businesses that have 1,000 employees or more. I first saw Steve at C-Suite. And that was an incredible group, thank you to Jeffrey Hazlett and the team there at C-Suite, that meets in terms of understanding how to get ahead in the business world. And now I want to talk about everything you've been talking about till this point, But from the business standpoint, how do we translate that for someone to become more successful in business because they're wired right and they have a great positive attitude?
I think that what I'll touch on that is what I believe is the biggest challenge that people in business have today.
Sure.
It doesn't matter what it is that you do or how high you are up in the corporation. The biggest challenge people have today is enjoying themselves during the process. And the reason why they're having a difficult time with that is they're falling victim to the biggest disease in the workplace, which I believe is unhappiness. They're putting their happiness on hold, and they're not even aware that they're doing it. I do it myself sometimes. You do it. We all do it. But I have to catch myself. And this is what I'm talking about. I'll be happy when the weekend gets here. I'll be happy when I make more money.
And they're convincing themselves that I'll be happy when.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. It's the whole thing. I'll be happy when I get respect. But the biggest thing is I'll be happy when I achieve the goal. Not realizing that when you're saying that, you're really putting your happiness on hold. You're sending a message to your brain, and that's saying that your happiness is dependent upon something that has to take place at some point in the future. That's insane, because happiness will always be a couple of steps
right,
ahead of you.
Right.
And if you're saying it to your brain is answering you, okay, I can wait. And what you're doing is that you're negating the journey towards the goal. You see, in my view, the goal is just the icing on the cake. The journey towards the goal are where all of the other ingredients make up the recipe of that cake. And if you leave enjoyment out, you're leaving a crucial ingredient out.
And does it even hamper the level of success that someone will accomplish in the business world?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, because it just makes sense if you're enjoying yourself. It's going to be easier for you to bounce back from challenges. And in my view, and when I say this to my corporate clients, you could hear a pin drop. I look at them and I say, what absolutely amazes me is that when you look in any dictionary and you look up the definition of success, it'll only say, and I'm paraphrasing now, it'll only say to achieve a goal, to get that which you desire. It amazes me that nowhere in the definition of success are the words happiness, happy, joy, enjoyment. It's not there. And in my view, I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. Everyone in your inner circle can look at you as the ultimate success story. But the bottom line is this. If you're not happy, you're not successful. If you're not enjoying yourself during the process of achieving your goal, you're ripping yourself off. And trust me, there are enough people out there willing to do that for you. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the biggest lesson I ever learned. And do I have time to tell this
story?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Biggest lesson I ever learned in my entire life. I'll tell you this little story. And I mean the biggest lesson I learned of what not can, will happen to you if you go on throughout your life putting your happiness on hold, waiting for the goal to be achieved. In 1986, I was headlining Rodney Dangerfield's Comedy Club every single weekend in 86. And this was when Rodney was at the pinnacle of his career. He had 4 HBO specials. He had 2 hit movies that were 9 or 10. He was on The Tonight Show almost every other week. He was voted one of the top 3 recognizable faces in the country, #1 comedian in the country. And this place was packed. Last show, Saturday night, I'm walking off the stage after my set, and who's walking through the audience but Rodney himself, as he so often did. And he's walking through the crowd. Hey, how you doing, baby? I love you. Okay, kid, you know, yeah. And the crowd was going ballistic. It was deafening in that room. There was a ringing in my ear. That's how loud it was. Everyone's standing. They're screaming, Rodney, Rodney. He goes up on the stage and they're still screaming and he waits for them to calm down. And he does 10 minutes of new material for his brand new HBO special that's coming up. He goes to walk off the stage. And as he goes to walk off, he thanks them for supporting comedy, supporting his club, and ask them to give Steve Rizzo another big hand, and they do. And as he's walking off, they wouldn't let him go. And they're screaming, we want more. You're #1. And the energy and the noise got even louder. It took his bodyguard and 2 waiters to get him out of that room. And I remember standing in the back of the room, and I'm saying to myself, oh, man, this is what it's like to be a star. This guy has the world in the palm of his hands. And not too soon after I said that, I realized that holding the world in the palm of your hands isn't what's important. What's important are the choices you make as you're holding it. Because the crowd was gone, the waitstaff was cleaning up, the doors are locked. I go over to the bar with Rodney, as I so often did, put my arm around him, give him a big kiss on the cheek, and I said, hey, man, how does it feel to be a superstar? He downs a triple scotch, looks at me square in the face and he says, well, I'll tell you, Stevie, it sucks. And I was waiting for the punchline, and there wasn't one. And he went on a verbal tantrum on how the entertainment industry ripped him off and how he should have made it 30 or 40 years ago when he was younger. Mm. Now, I didn't know what to say, and right. I took a couple of moments.
Yeah, because you not the answer you expected.
Exactly. So I tried to give him a pep talk. I said, Rodney, are you kidding me? Did you hear that crowd? You're the number one comedian in the country. Most comedians at your age, he was like almost 60 years old at the time. That was it. He goes, at your age, they fizzle out. No one even knows who they are anymore. I said, you have two hit movies. You have HBO specials. You're on a Tonight Show all the time. He goes, Stevie, I don't expect you to understand. He goes, I should have made it 40 years ago when I was younger. All I know is that I put my happiness, my family, my kids, my enjoyment on hold for this moment. And for what? For this? He goes, and I still can't enjoy it.
Wow.
Now, here's
That's
a guy. Here's the point. Here's a guy that should have been living his dream, don't you think? He should have been living his dream.
Yeah.
But instead, he was living a nightmare. All because, without him even realizing it, he created unconsciously a belief system that signified, I won't be happy until I reach a certain status in life. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Is it in his mind?
Exactly. Unfortunately for him, it took him almost 40 years to get there. So,
I mean, it's unbelievable.
But the thing is that, you know, it's
so
even when he
did
make it, and even when he did make it, he still couldn't enjoy it. And here's why. Because if your journey towards the goal is polluted with all of those negative emotions, fear, anger, resentment, jealousy, guilt, whatever it may be, you still create the same result when the goal is achieved because that stuff comes with you. To all of you listeners, right now, whatever point you are in your life, there is no reason why you can't make that choice to enjoy yourself during the process of achieving your goal. And when you get there, you have such a profound appreciation as to how you earned it. And you might be saying, well, how do you enjoy it if life is tough? You temporarily shift your focus, your way of thinking, appreciate what it is that you have, focus on what's working rather than fixating on what isn't working, and bless the things that life is giving you rather than cursing what life hasn't given you. The more you do this, the more you shift your attitude, the easier life becomes and the easier it will be to achieve the goal.
Amazing. A couple more questions. And now, first of all, when I have such a guest like Steve Rizzo, time really flies. I mean, we have less than 10 minutes left to the show. I can't believe time went so fast. I want to remind the listeners, Steve has a book coming out very soon. Motivate This. It will be available on all the normal channels that you access. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It'll be available, but two lucky listeners are going to get it by going to by sending a text to 66866. Put in the word "bottom line" as one word, and you'll automatically enter. We're going to save one for a year end, and of course, their autograph. Steve, how would you recommend? And this is for business or personal life, but certainly in the business world. You're in a meeting, you're positive, you're selling an idea, and there's someone that has as unfortunately, many people do. Some idea to just, oh, it's a stupid idea. How should someone deal with that?
I'm from Brooklyn. Shoot them.
So you're for the Second Amendment.
I just stand up and I say, hey, I'm Italian and I know people, all right? No. Your chances are you're going to get that. You're going to get that because there are people that go to those meetings for that reason alone. There are people in the audience that sit there with their arms crossed, and I know they're looking at me going, this is a bunch of bull. I know they're saying that. You're going to have to understand that. But what you have to do is just say, okay, you know, I respect that. This is what I have to offer. I know this can work. And I'm going to give you time to think it over. And if you have any questions now as to why you don't think it will work, just give me the questions. And I'll answer it for you.
Right. Don't get rattled.
No, you can't get rattled. No, you can't get rattled.
But like you mentioned earlier in the show, be prepared. Those people exist. Unfortunately, and just be ready to deal with it.
Yep.
But don't get rattled by it.
Exactly.
Now, the in your book, you had mentioned before, you talk about the seven steps. Could you rattle them off?
Yeah, I can.
Feel free to open the book. I don't mean this is not a
I can
closed
do that.
Book test. You've been through that already, Steve.
Tell me about it. I can do that. And
yes.
Yeah, it's the seven common sense success strategies that will take you to a better place in business and in life. One is it's all called Start Each Day with an Unstoppable Attitude.
Okay.
Strategy one is before you close your eyes to sleep, I explain to you to look at all the positives that happened to you on that day before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
The second strategy is seize the day. That's what I was relating to earlier today when I
we
talked to you.
That.
Focus on what you're grateful for. Mm-hmm. Don't be concerned about what has to be done. Think about who you have to be in order to get it done. That's strategy two. Strategy three is unleash the power of your humor being on a daily basis.
Love it. Love it.
Everyone has a humor being within them. Your humor being is of your higher self. It's the part of you that brings out the best in you when times get really tough. And there's a lot of real funny stuff on there on how to turn things around with your sense of humor. Strategy four, ignite your passion and enthusiasm.
Love it.
Strategy five, visualize and it will materialize. Visualize how you want your day to go. Strategy
picture
six, meditation and prayer, the motivation factor. Strategy seven is the mark of a true leader. That's what it's called. And it'll tell you one of the lessons I learned in life, what truly successful, happy, and optimistic people know about life. And this is a corner. This is really important. Everybody that I know that's optimistic, great, successful, and happy all have these qualities.
Wow.
Yeah, and I show them how they can maintain those.
So you would say that a CEO, someone in a leadership position, must have a positive. Let's say it's Monday morning,
mm-hmm.
and they're not in a great mood.
Yep.
They got to paint that smile on their face. That's critical.
Yeah, most of the time, yes. Not, you know, I'm glad you said that. I want to touch upon something for you, readers.
Sure.
I do. This is not a Pollyanna perspective. I don't expect anyone. Boy, this is so important. I'm glad you brought this up. I don't expect anyone to be happy 24/7, 365 days a year. That's impossible. Not even the Dalai Lama can do that. When you hear me talking about enjoyment and happiness, I'm talking about your overall degree of happiness. Now, what does that mean? A sunny blue sky can be scattered with clouds, okay? Some people wake up in the morning, they look outside, they see the sun, they see the clouds, but they focus on the sun and they go, wow, this is going to be a great day. This is a metaphor, you know
right.
that. And some people wake up, they see the sun, they see the clouds, but they're focusing on the clouds and they're going, oh man, it's going to be one of those days. I knew it. It was one of those days yesterday and it'll probably be one of those days tomorrow. That's just the way my life is. Now, I want you listeners out there to be honest with yourself, no one's going to know this but you. What is it that you focus on most of the time throughout the day, especially when you're confronted with a challenge? Do you focus on the sun and the blue skies, or do you focus on the clouds? Your honest answer is your overall degree of happiness. My promise to you, some people have a very high degree of happiness, some
right.
people have a very low.
Right.
My promise to you, the listeners, is that if you implement these strategies, you could elevate your overall degree of happiness significantly. What I'm saying is that you could be happier than you ever thought you could.
We're running into the hard finish line. I can't believe how fast time flies.
No, I'm not leaving.
Here with Steve Rizzo. This is an unbelievable show. I want to remind the listeners that up next after the top of the hour news is, of course, John Batchelor. You turn to Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. We're barreling into the finish line. But Steve, before we close, a couple of things. First of all, a special thank you to Steve, a winner of the NSA. He's in the NSA Hall of Fame. I think that speaks for itself. His new book is coming out soon, Motivate This, How to Start Each Day with an Unstoppable Attitude to Succeed, Regardless of Circumstance. It'll be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. And two lucky listeners are going to win it this week by sending a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line. That's all you got to do in order to enter to win an autographed copy of that book. However, one last, as we approach the close, and I say this special thank you to Steve Rizzo for joining. What final takeaway, what would you like to share as a final
Great.
Parting shot?
That's what I would
with
love
the
to
audience.
Do. To really reinforce
Close
this,
yours.
Besides buying the books, Get Your Shift Together and Motivate This.
Yes.
I want to invite everyone. This is free of charge. This is not a sales pitch. This is yours free. Go to my website, steverizzo.com.
Let's spell it.
Scroll
Steve
down. RIZZO.com.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll down on the homepage.
Sorry.
Scroll down on the homepage and sign up for my weekly Rizzogram. It doesn't cost you anything. Every week, this is my way of sending my message out. Every week, you will get an article or video on all the stuff that I've been talking to you about, how to get through the tough times, how to bounce back, how to enjoy your life. This is getting such positive energy that as a result of the Rizzogram, I am now a contributor to Success Magazine as a result.
That's great.
All you got to do is sign up. Your email, you can opt out when you want, but nobody opts out. They usually send it to friends, family, and coworkers.
Well, we hope that this episode and the video will make it up into a Rizzogram.
That'll be great. There you go.
That's amazing.
It will.
Well, this brings to the close an amazing program of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday evening at 11 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.